This is Dorothy Seckler, beginning an interview with Mr. Edwin Dickinson. Is it Edwin C.?
Edwin W.
Edwin W.
But professionally, I don't use my...
I see.
I sign everything in the name, E.W. Dickinson. I've done that for many years. But I've given up the suggestion Georgia passed about many years ago. Thought as much, who cares what the W is, and so that I don't write Edmund W. Dickinson, except I'm stuck with it, I have to on passport application country, but I dropped it, Walter, the W, and my professional name is E.D. after all, and the but I signed the canvases on the wherever it will be inconspicuous, and then in the wet paint, so that it's incised.
Yes.
And sometimes I don't like the name out of the signature. In my case, I wouldn't like my signature to be very plain or interfering with the paint. That's the painting's the thing that it is. So I signed E.W. Dickinson, and there's one large one I did, the fossil hunters, and it was, and I signed it on the right hand vertical edge down near the bottom, and then it went to the Carnegie Institute. I had a group there. Pretty big ones. And they gave a prize and by Georgia, but they hung it on the side edge.
Because
of the signature. Ross Moffat was on the international jury that year with Matisse or somebody or another year. Yes, another year. And he saw it there. And he sent me a letter right away, or a telegram, saying your fossil numbers is hanging sideways. And, well, it was considered a great joke that got prized that way, and it was all very disagreeable to me. It wasn't the kind of attention that I would think suitable to give a serious piece of art, for better or for worse. And Homer St. Gaudens wrote me a very apologetic letter as soon as because I telegraphed him right away that I heard from Ross Moffat that my piece was hanging on its side, and the newspapers got hold of it, and there's a front page in the New York Times. It was a very disagreeable thing, because I don't like sensationalism in connection with art.
How long ago was that?
Oh, 1929, I guess.
Mm.
But and St. Gaudens was... But the same mistake was made in the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts with the same canvas.
Mm-hmm.
They did it again,
mm-hmm.
and they did it once more in, I guess, at the Cochrane.
It's just supposed to be some kind of a dogma that you sign on the lower right.
Yes, yes. And at it was a very disagreeable thing to me about the, well, there were big jokes about it. The Dust Passes was in Germany at the time, and he sent me a magazine from over there called Der Quischnitt, Saturday Diagonal. And there was a full-page reproduction of the cello player in it, and there were some pleasant sides to that.